Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey coming to us live from New York City. And thank you to you for listening wherever you might be. I'm going to be hanging out with you for one more hour. I appreciate you. We've had a busy show. We talked about a lot. Thank you to Coach Nick of B-Ball Breakdown for breaking down Game 1 of the NBA Finals. Well, how much was there to break down? It was an ass whooping, but he detailed it. Thank you, Coach Nick. Go ahead, check him out. B-Ball Breakdown. Thank you as well. Last hour, we had a chat with Corey Anderson, a Major League Cricket player. He's also a member of Team USA Cricket as they beat Pakistan yesterday. Yeah, USA. USA, yeah. And we got more to talk about. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We even had a call about Mike Tyson's ulcers. Okay. Mike Tyson says vegetables are poisonous to him. He said that. Kale and blueberries, I'm still waiting on a dietitian to call me up and help me out. Because I think Mike Tyson is hurting himself. Maybe that's why he has ulcers. What do I know? Not a doctor, just a guy who likes sports and talks about it here on the radio. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, Sirius XM Channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Easy. 855-212-4227. I am on the internet. Everywhere at JR Sport Brief. And I can't believe this. Hickey, are you? Hickey just told me this. Hickey, are you serious? This is the report for Dan Hurley. What? The Lakers reportedly have done what?
According to Anthony Irwin, they have reportedly offered Dan Hurley a deal in the ballpark of 8 years for $100 million.
Wow. So Anthony Irwin, he is a host of the Lakers Lounge at Odyssey Sports. Wow. Now, this doesn't mean it's true. It doesn't mean it's not. You know, when you get these type of things, you expect them to come from Woj. You expect it to come from, you know, Shams. No disrespect to Anthony Irwin. That's a lot of money, Hickey.
That's a lot of money, and they are not messing around.
Wow. Yeah. Damn. Do you think this is true? Like, it's the Lakers. I mean, what are they? They've been inspired by the Dodgers, potentially, to just hand out money?
That is a good point. I mean, teams in L.A. are, you know, there are a lot of distractions, we'll say, in terms of sports with the Dodgers. I mean, the Chargers now with Jim Harbaugh are interesting. The Rams are a good team. Like, you're starting to fall behind a little bit if you're the Lakers here, kind of things getting stale. But also I think it shows, like, that, you know, if you are going to get Dan Hurley, he's not leaving to go to the Lakers job for chump change, for, you know, whatever the equivalent of, like, a coaching minimum contract would be. I think you got to show him you're serious. And I think showing him you're serious is giving him a big-time deal like this. Forget the numbers in terms of, like, millions of dollars. $100 million is massive. Even just the years, right? 8 years is a massive commitment.
That he hasn't even coached in an NBA game. And that's, and by the way, this is understood, folks. This is not necessarily true. We have no idea. It's a report. This would automatically put him at $12.5 million per year. First of all, giving a guy an 8-year contract is nuts. Most coaches at the onset, they might get like 4 years, 3-4 years out the gate. How about this? Steve Kerr reportedly makes $17.5 million, okay? $17.5 million. Greg Popovich and Spoelstra reportedly make about $15 million. And so I guess this 12.5 is not all that shabby. I believe the contract that Tyronn Lue just signed with the Clippers, that's approximately $14 million. But the length, 8 years? And let's be, this is guaranteed money. Guaranteed. It's one thing to make, I don't know, hey, I'm making $12 million for the next 4 years. That's 48. And he's guaranteed double? Like, is that a safe bet? Is that how comfortable the Los Angeles Lakers are with saying, hey, let's bring in a dude from UConn who won national championships and make him our guy? I can't recall any coach getting this type of commitment when he's never coached in the pros. You know what? Let's go back to April, because Dan Hurley was on Dan Patrick's show and he was asked, you know, what would it take for you to leave UConn? I mean, let's remember, he said no to the Kentucky job. There were no NBA jobs available at this point. Take a listen to what Dan Hurley said.
Maybe just burnout at this point for me, just, you know, pushing too hard and probably, you know, just breaking down at some point, just because you just can't keep up the intensity and the energy and you know, the output. And then maybe down the road, if I could grow up a little bit, mature a little bit with the emotions, maybe the NBA, you know, down the road.
Why do you want to do that? Why do you want to do that to yourself? Go to the NBA?
Well, you know, I think college has become like the G League. in a way. I mean, it's, you know, not, that's obviously tongue in cheek, but, you know, a lot of the college game has changed. You know, you win a national championship, and obviously we're going to do things, go to White House, do these, we had the parade, we do these things, but you're basically right into free agency frenzy. So, you know, I'm more worried about burnout than I am going to the NBA.
Wow. You know, Hickey, this is something else to basically think about. Is this the type of contract he wants at UConn? Think about that. That'd be more in line, right? I mean, right now, this minute, today, he makes about $5 million coaching UConn. And Bill Self is making about 10. It seems a little bit more realistic, right? To think, hey, I can make this money at UConn. I don't have to move. If I can get, you know, more than Bill Self, hey, give me $2 million more than him and lock me in for 100 guaranteed. That seems a little bit more plausible without all of the stress of the NBA, without the change. I mean, what if UConn counters and UConn says, hey, we'll give you the same deal as reportedly the Lakers did. Don't you stay at UConn?
That's very fair. Maybe this is exactly what it is. He's using the Lakers. Go figure, by the way. Probably the only time the Lakers have been used. Actually, that's not true. I'm sure many coaches try to use that as leverage to get better contracts where they are. But I will say it is a little telling to hear him talk about the state of college basketball and repeatedly using the word burnout. And you kind of heard at the end, like, he's like, we won the national championship. We, you know, we had the parade. And then it's like right back into the season. He's kind of hinting at it, and he's right. There is no offseason. Right, it's just the season ends and you are now right back to recruiting your own players to avoid them going to the transfer portal. Then it's, well, who's in the transfer portal? Can we get any better? Then you also got to recruit high school kids as well. It really is 24/7, 365, and it, at least from that one clip, sounds like he's starting to get a little tired of that.
Well, he's going to coach somewhere.
He is.
It's not like he's going to get time off in the NBA. He might get a couple of weeks off in the summer, and then it's just on and on and on. There's no time off. It's just a matter of, hey, do you want a new challenge and a headache in Los Angeles? Do you want to stick around in Connecticut where you kind of know what's going on? You know the challenges that are taking place. And we don't know. We don't know where these numbers are coming from. We don't know where these reports are. It might be a legitimate offer from the Lakers. It might have been leaked to prompt a counter offer from UConn. And I think that's part of it. And if you're Dan Hurley, you know what's good? I mean, for anybody in a negotiation, when you got options, when you're wanted, when you're desired, it's this is a wild situation. I mean, does he want to deal with college? We've seen some of the best coaches decide, I'm not doing this anymore. Coach K said, I'm going home. Nick Saban said, I'm going home. Jay Wright said, I'm going to television. Like, this is a lot of work here. You know, one thing, and Hickey, this is selfish of me. Yeah, I hope J.J. Redick gets the job so I don't have to listen to him on TV.
That's now,
what?
Is that, I would say, maybe is worse.
What?
Because then you have to hear him 82 times before and after the game.
No.
Probably do his own podcast, because why not? He loves talking about the game and loves telling everyone how smart he is.
You think if he was the Lakers coach, he'd continue on with a podcast?
No. Probably not. Right. But, like, he is not exactly shy when it comes to being asked about his opinion. I think you'd probably hear him more and get sick of him quicker as a Lakers coach than you would if he's just calling ESPN games twice a week.
No, I would love he'd get irritated.
Oh, you want to see the pushback?
Yes. Okay. I want to see him get upset. I want to see him lose it. He just is, correct me if I'm wrong, he comes across as like very condescending. No?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
He thinks he's the smartest guy in the room.
Yeah, so I'm just like, if he was the coach, I would love seeing the reporters, you know, give him crap, because they could. And he has to do it as a part of his job. And I think there'd be a point in time where he has to realize, like, oh, man, I have to change my approach. I have to change how I interact. I have to change how I say this to the media. I'd be here to see it. Not that I actually listen to him on TV anyway, but the less of him, the better. I would love to see him get needled as a coach. Yeah, be a coach and then. Yeah, catch the heat when the Lakers suck, you know, or have a bad day, have a bad press conference. I'd be here for that. And speaking of a bad day, a Jason Kidd had one of those last night as the Dallas Mavericks got spanked by the Boston Celtics in game one of the finals, 107-89. I mean, damn it, even Jason Kidd was asked about his two cents when it came down to the Lakers' job. And he had an interesting perspective as to whether or not it should be J.J. Redick or Dan Hurley. Listen.
Both basketball IQ is extremely high. Whoever the Lakers choose, that's, you know, up to them. But when you talk about championships, Hurley has won two at UConn. I've gotten to play with Hurley in high school. He is a warrior. He's a champion. And so coaching runs deep in their blood, in that family. And so if he was to become a Laker, that's incredible for him and his family, but also for the Lakers. But JJ also, you know, has a basketball IQ and understands how to play the game the right way. And so either candidate is going to be great for the Lakers to choose from.
Man, just, you know, Hickey, I'm surprised he answered that question, right? No? Like, isn't that the type of thing where you go, that don't have nothing to do with me? Like, I'm worried about my team right now. Isn't that what you're supposed to say as a coach?
Yes, but I also do think, like, because, you know, even though, I mean, Dan Hurley's a college coach and J.J. Redick is not in the coaching fraternity, but he's seemingly going to enter the coaching fraternity, I think there is kind of a mutual respect and, you know, you're trying to look out for other guys in the profession. It's kind of high tide raises all boats. I think that's more where he was coming from than just to be like, can't answer that. I'm worried about my team.
You got to have the other guys back. Okay.
Right.
Okay. I guess Jason Kidd is a brand new guy because, I mean, for the most part, I've never found him to be like an advocate for anybody. He's just, you know, as he's gotten older, he's just relaxed. You know, he's never been a rah, 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 you know, blank stirrer, but I've never heard him, you know, wave anybody else's flag. He just shows up, he does what he does, and he leaves. Oh, interesting. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know, one of the reasons that Dan Hurley might leave is because the college system continues to change. I mean, the team that he won with UConn this year is different than the one he won with last year. And I guess if you get $100 million, who cares how things change? Let's see what Dan Hurley does. Is he going to be a Laker? Is he staying at UConn? I assume he's pretty split. Who knows? Maybe his wife hates L.A. We have no idea. We're going to find out sooner than later as the Los Angeles Lakers try to hijack the NBA Finals. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. You know, speaking of all these changes, we know the Big Ten is certainly changing in college football and college period. Their new athletic director, or the new athletic director from Nebraska, he just got the job. He is already talking about how NIL is going to change and how schools, they're going to have to start anteing up directly out of pocket to the players. Nothing wrong with that, right? Is that good? Is it bad? We'll discuss it. We'll hear from him as well. Got more to do before I roll out. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
Hey, this is Matt Spiegel, and on my podcast, The PBP, Voices of Baseball, we learn how the best broadcasters in the game, like the Reds' John Sadak, try to capture the greatness of the best players, like Elly De La Cruz.
He's a video game character. I mean, he is so athletic, and I think each moment is its own living entity, and I try to just match whatever that moment is.
The PBP, Voices of Baseball. We bring you the people who bring you the game. Find us on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. On a Friday night, hanging out, minding my business. Waiting on the Stanley Cup to get started tomorrow. Waiting on NBA Finals Game 2 on Sunday. Man, we had my main man, Corey Anderson, here. We had a cricketer. Hickey, that's what they are, right? Cricketers?
That sounds cool, but it sounds right to me.
Yeah. We had a cricketer on.
Cricketeer?
A cricketeer? No, that sounds disrespectful.
That does.
Hey, what? Cricketeer sounds like a miniature cricketer. You don't want that. Corey Anderson joined us. He was a part of the Team USA squad that upset Pakistan yesterday in Dallas, Texas. So if you're in Dallas, go watch some World Cup of cricket, T20. Go watch it. Corey said, yeah, you can drink a beer. You get to have as many beers as you can handle. Do it safely, please. If I was in Dallas, I'd go, but I'm in Atlanta, minding my business. Right before we went to break, we talked about a reported contract offered to Dan Hurley by the Lakers. 8 years, $100 million. It's a report. Don't know if it's true. Don't know if it's fake. Give us about a week. We're going to find out what the Lakers do at head coach. And Dan Hurley, as Hickey mentioned, he pretty much said one of the reasons that he would potentially leave UConn is if he got burned out, okay? And I don't know. Maybe he wants this contract from UConn instead of the Lakers. We know it'd be less stress, right? You go to the Lakers, man, you got to do this from October to probably, they're going to probably go to the playoffs more often than not. May, potentially June. You got to move your family to the West Coast. I don't know. If he gets the same offer in Connecticut, I think he'd stay. I think he would. College is crazy, right? I mean, earlier, we actually heard from the athletic director out in Nebraska. And, man, I mean, maybe they need to ask Matt Rhule to give some money back. But the athletic director pretty much said, yeah, we're lagging behind when it comes to NIL. He says, but eventually all of us are just going to have to pay the students directly. This is some wild stuff. And the Big Ten is just crazy in and of itself. The fact that you have Rutgers in New Jersey and UCLA and one damn conference is just crazy to me. But here we are in college sports where everything is a money grab and it's less regional. It's all about the cash. Listen to Troy Dannon. This is their new athletic director. He just got the job a couple of months ago. He says, man, when it comes to NIL budgets and money, he told the 1890 Initiative, he basically said, yeah, they got all the money.
At Washington, our football program last year had an NIL budget of about $10 million and went to the national championship game. Oregon's was 23. Ohio State's is 23. Ours here is not even 10. We're doing it in a lot of respect because we have the facility, we have the coaches, we have the fans. In the next couple of years, we'll be fighting an even fight when it all comes in. Right now, we're not fighting an even fight.
Told Matt Rhule to give some money back. He continued on. He says, eventually, some of this NIL stuff is going to change because the schools are going to pay the money directly to the students. Listen.
Now, let me tell you something about NIL. It is not going to last forever. Here's what I think is going to happen. There will be an antitrust settlement this year in the courts. As a part of that antitrust settlement, 1890 is going to get banned. The collectives are going to go away. And what's going to be replaced is athletic departments, revenue sharing with our athletes.
I think there's going to be revenue sharing with the athletes, and I still think the athletes are going to have marketing deals. Some of them. And so maybe there's not going to be a need for a collective to raise money outside because it's going into the school. And if I'm a business owner, I mean, am I not safer to just do a deal with the school and let you figure it out? I mean, there are going to be bigger businesses that want to do deals directly with the athletes. It's just crazy. You know, this is how it should have been, but it should have been done with more structure. And the reason why it's the wild, wild west right now is because, well, the schools, they didn't want to share any of the money. The NCAA didn't want to share money with the athletes. And so now they've been forced to, and it's a bleep show. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. I'm still waiting for a damn doctor dietitian to hit me up about Mike Tyson and his ulcers. He says vegetables are poisonous to him. Maybe they are. It's Mike Tyson. Alan is calling from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Alan?
Hi, JR. Always a pleasure. I'm on my way to Canastota tomorrow for the induction ceremonies. New class of inductees. Ricky Hatton, Michael Moorer, and Ivan Calderon, and the late Diego Corrales. He was killed in a car crash a motorcycle crash at the age of 29. So he's posthumously inducted.
Is Ricky Hatton
ringside talk?
Oh my God!
And a 5K race autograph show.
Okay.
And tomorrow night is the banquet at Turning Stone Casino, and Sunday is the parade at the Parade of Champions in Canastota, and then the induction ceremony.
Slow down, wait.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Sure. Okay. For people who are not familiar with what the hell you're talking about, you're going to the Boxing Hall of Fame. Okay. I wanted to, because you didn't pause to take a breath. You just talked about Canastota. People don't know what that is. People, if I live in California, I don't know what the hell you just said. Okay. But you're going to the Boxing Hall of Fame, which is cool. I hope you have a great time. And I got a question for you, and maybe you don't know the answer. Sure. Is Ricky Hatton still fat?
He's, they showed a picture of him. He's a bit overweight. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. He's always been hefty. So whatever car he sits in the back of, I hope it has great horsepower.
Yeah, you're a big boxing fan. That's why I'm telling you about it. And
well, have fun.
Don King and Bob Arum, they won't be there because they're a little long in the tooth. They're both still alive. Don is 80,
yeah,
I, 92, yeah, and yeah. Bob is 93, so I doubt very much if they'll be there.
Yeah, I doubt it. I have met and spoken with both of them. I know how old they are. Yeah, they are old. They are old. They're old and hated. I guess if you're in boxing and promoting long enough, you will be hated.
And as far as Mike Tyson is concerned, the man has to be crazy. And anybody who pays money for the for that fight in Arlington has to be. They need a checkup from the neck up. It's throwing your money down the drain, as far as I'm concerned.
All right. Well, we'll find out soon enough. But hey, unlike Mike Tyson, Alan, your fruits and vegetables are not poisonous to you, right?
They're the best, very best. I live on them.
So. Okay, good. Healthy man. All right. Well, Alan, have a good time. In the Boxing Hall of Fame, being around the boxing community, it's one of the best communities, if you ask me. Everybody is so personable. And enjoy yourself, okay?
And when the opportunity presents itself, you go there, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy it immensely. You know, when the opportunity presents itself.
I'm not rushing. That place is in the middle of nowhere. No, thank you.
Yeah. No,
have fun. You driving?
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm driving, yeah, leaving at 6 in the morning.
What is that, like a 4-hour drive for you, 5 hours?
Yeah, between 4 and 5, depends how fast you go. You can do it in 4, there's no traffic if you really push it. I don't push it.
What happens if a Canadian gets caught speeding in New York State? What happens to you?
You can ignore it, and they won't come after you here. But if you go there and they find out, then there's a warrant out for your arrest, and they'll take you in, and you'll have to pay the fine. You might have to stay overnight, so...
Wait. You leave Canada, and
yes,
you cross into New York State. If you get pulled, let's say you're going 85 miles per hour, and you get pulled over, what happens to you at that moment?
They don't take you in; they just give you a citation. That's all. It's not a warrant for your arrest.
Oh,
they
good.
Give you a citation, just like they do in Georgia.
Hey, well,
Georgia,
be careful.
They used to take you in right away, but they
how
don't
do
that
you? Anymore. Oh, how do you know that?
I got caught in Georgia.
Okay, Alan. Okay. All right. Well, drive safe, okay?
Sure. I will, yeah. Always a pleasure. Thanks very much for taking my call, JR. Yeah.
Thank you, Alan, for calling from Toronto. A pleasure. Oh, my God. Hickey, we found out that I didn't expect to find that out. Why am I laughing? It's not funny.
No, not at all.
Damn. he said he got. Now I know why he won't stop here in Georgia to visit me. Damn. He's trying to get in the state and get out. Wow. Yeah, they don't play out here, Hickey. They don't play.
No, they do not.
They don't play. Listen, you got a car issue here. Ooh. I'm not going to speak what I know. Anyway, 855-212-4227. What do we got here? Dave is calling from Boise. What's up, Dave?
Hey, JR. Apparently, it's bad to be Canadian in the United States when you're driving a car.
Oh, you can't. No, you can't speed. You gotta not break the law.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, don't break the law, otherwise you get taken in. That's news to me.
No, that's Georgia. Georgia.
Oh, just Georgia. Okay.
You got to be careful. Every state is different, Dave. I think you know that in Idaho. But what else you got?
Idaho, I see lots of Canadian plates in Idaho, and nobody gets taken to jail.
Idaho is one of 50, but go ahead.
That's true. Anyway, hey, I wanted to talk to you about Dan Hurley, and I think it's interesting that here's my take on the length of that contract and the money value on that contract. I think that's a clear message to LeBron, and it says, look, we are serious about hiring a new coach, and we are serious about giving him serious money, and we're serious about you not being the coach of this team anymore. That's what I think that message is. Whether he takes the job or not, I think that's a message to LeBron that says, look, we're done with your nonsense. We're not going to be drafting your son. So if you want to have that happen, you need to move on to a different team.
Dave, I don't think so. I think the fact that LeBron James has already talked glowingly about Dan Early, the fact is when you're the Los Angeles Lakers, you value talent more than anything else. The Lakers want to keep LeBron. This is not a message to LeBron James. If anything, they want to be able to placate him in the interim and then still be able to show love into the future for whoever is going to be the next coach. So I don't know. It sounds to me that you don't like LeBron. Is that accurate?
Oh, no, no. Hey, no, no, no. Wrong. I think he's the greatest player in the NBA history. I love LeBron. I do. I really do. His son is not NBA material.
Right now we know that. There's no reason for the Los Angeles Lakers to just quote unquote, you know, try to stick it to LeBron right now and say we're the boss or we're in charge. I don't think that's the case.
I didn't mean it to come across that way. I just say I think the Lakers are trying to take control of the situation and say, look, this is the way it's going to be moving forward. Driving the boat now for the last 6 years. Championship. We're not going to get there with you running the boat.
I don't agree with that, Dave. And thank you for calling from Boise. I just think they want both. Obviously, they want to respect him and whatever his decision is. And is LeBron making every decision? No. But is he very influential in all of them? Hell yes. Hell yeah, he is. And so is he going to have influence on the head coach? Yes. But I don't think they're trying to take anything away from him in any type of way. Or, hey, we're going to do things our way. He's going to have a say. Does he have final say? I don't think so. But he's very influential, especially you want to keep him around for the next few years and still build for the future. Okay? Mike is calling from Birmingham. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, JR. My phone is about to die, so if I cut out, you know why. I just got off work, but I was listening. First time listener, first time caller. Like the show a lot, but you guys talk about Neanderthals and stuff, but human beings and Neanderthals actually coexisted together. We were living at the same time, and even the species before Homo sapiens, Homo habilis, they walked on two legs. They had fire. They had stone tools, but they were eating meat too. I just wanted to drop some knowledge in here. Love the show, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. We don't care about that. Is Mike Tyson? Are berries poisonous to the man? That's what we want to know.
Oh well, I don't know. I mean, Mike Tyson. You know, everyone's got a plan until they get punched. And there's a whole song made out of just his quotes that are just ridiculous.
Okay.
Over the years, I'm on the Zoloft to keep from killing y'all, you know, stuff like that. But I love Iron Mike. Hope he beats that
ulcers
down when they ever do fight.
Okay.
But
I thought you.
Show, man.
Well, thank you, Mike. Appreciate you, my next door neighbor in Birmingham. I thought he was going to say that hope he beats the ulcers. Marco Belletti, were you familiar that that Mike Tyson said that kale and fruit and vegetables were poisonous to him? Did you ever hear that?
I am unaware of this.
He did. He said it. He used to be a vegan, and then he realized he was losing his strength, and he said these berries and kale and stuff is poisonous to me. That's what he said.
Losing strength and poisonous, I feel like, are different situations. I think they're different scenarios. Maybe that's me, though. Maybe that's just...
You can
my
ask,
definition.
You can ask Mike Tyson. What do you meant?
Face to face? I think I'm going to pass. Did you ever see that interview? I'm going to pass. You pissed off Mike. I don't care what scenario, your situation you're in. You piss off Mike, he's going to come at you.
Mike Tyson confirmed he's no longer vegan. He's gone back to eating meat after claiming that eating kale, vegetables, and blueberries is really poisonous for him.
Damn, went right after the blueberries, huh? Not just any berries, the blueberries.
Blueberries are delicious. I love them. Blueberries are good. Anyway, all the best to Mike Tyson. Now you got to wait until September for that fight, and I'm sure it'll get canceled between now and then, too.
November.
Excuse me, when is it?
November. Wait a little longer, man. November.
So this means it'll never happen.
November.
Because
by the, he's going to be fine by then. Between now and then, no kale. Take out the blueberries. Mike will be fine.
No more ulcers?
You're damn right.
This is from 2 years ago. This is from 4 years ago. He says he eats elk and something else. Now, I don't know. Pick an animal.
You know nothing. I'm not touching
that. Like, I don't know. Bison.
I don't know, man. He could be eating chipmunks for all I know. What the hell do I know?
Is he eating all the pigeons that he kept?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. Is he getting this stuff from whatever plants that he's got growing in the yard? I don't know.
Here's the full quote. I only eat elk and bison, wild stuff, and I'm starting to feel it. I realize the stuff that's good for other people, like kale and vegetables and blueberries, it's poisonous to me, okay? He says, I balance it. I don't believe in being a vegan. I once did. I believe you should balance your food because your food is your medicine. Okay, so I don't know what Mike Tyson does.
I got to say, listening to that, if I didn't know I could, but I love Mike Tyson even more than I did 5 minutes ago.
Mike Tyson invites you over to the house. You going to eat his cooking?
Mike actually cooked it himself?
Ooh. You think Mike Tyson, come on, he cooks, right? He has to cook at some point in his life.
I'm just saying, you invite me to Mike Tyson's house, I'll sit and eat with the man, sure. You tell me he cooked it, now I'm a little scared. I'd probably go anyway, but I'm a little scared.
Hickey, would you eat Mike Tyson's food if he said, come over for dinner?
Absolutely. What are you going to tell Iron Mike? No thanks? He's going to beat you up.
You know, you say that you ate on the way in, and then he get real angry. Disrespectful, right?
Might try to eat me.
If you imagine you and Mike invites you for dinner and you walk in with Wendy's.
Don't walk in with blueberries. Obviously, we know that's a problem.
What the hell are you bringing that in my house for? You bleepity bleep, 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 get the bleep. I could see it. I'd pay to see it, too. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I need to let you. Hey, how about this? Boom. Are y'all ready for Marco, you ready for this?
Sure.
Hickey, you ready for this?
Oh, I'm ready.
With Wendy's $3 English muffin deal, you don't just get breakfast. You get a proper meal. Get your choice of sausage or bacon, egg and cheese, English muffin sandwich with small seasoned potatoes. Grab yours today, okay? The NASCAR Cup Series heads west to Sonoma Raceway in California for the Toyota Save Mart 350. Martin Truex Jr. comes in as favorite after winning here last season, looking to go back-to-back at Sonoma for the second time in his career. Now, that's just a coincidence, guys. You knew that, right? Coincidence.
Great marketing by you.
Listen. Take Wendy's to Mike Tyson's house.
If they had a blueberry frosty, that would just be the icing on this. I'm not sure if they've gotten that to that yet, but they'll get there. They will.
Listen, if you order a plain vanilla frosty and then you put blueberries in it, you mash it up,
that's
boom.
Fair.
Blueberry frosty.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Hey, listen, folks. It is the JR Sport Brief show. Hey, Caitlin Clark strikes back. You know, the other day she had, what, 2 or 3 points in New York. Tonight in D.C., her team wins over the Mystics 85-83. This is the best game of her career. Well, the Mystics suck. They are 0-11. They're worse than the Fever. How about that? I didn't know that. 30 points for Caitlin Clark tonight. 7 of 13 from 3. And she had 8 rebounds and 6 assists. And now I know why the Washington Mystics have a brunch plan on Sundays. Anyway, let's go back in time. What are some things that happened this day in sports?
back.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Hey, it's June 7th, okay? Let's go back to 1998 because the Bulls smoked the Jazz 96-54. This is a record for the fewest points in an NBA game since the inception of the shot clock, okay? After the game, Michael Jordan says, yeah, we whooped their ass.
I don't know. I think that what we basically have done is send them back to make adjustments to the way we play them defensively. And you know, it forces them to make adjustments that's going to, you know, provide them with a win. And I think in game one, I think defensively we played well. We just didn't execute in the closing minutes. And that was, you know, those were crucial times for us. And I think that's an area that we have improved. Now they have to make adjustments to, you know, somehow overcome our defensive pressure and aggressiveness.
A kinder and sweeter Michael Jordan. Oh, how sweet. How about this day, June 7th in 2004, the Tampa Bay Lightning, they won their first Stanley Cup. They beat the Flames 2-1. Listen.
Tampa Bay does not want to be playing the puck here around the wall. Richard shot, save, rebound, score! Valuable first goal, and it goes to Tampa. Le Cavalier spinning. Le Cavalier looking, trying to drop it off. Brings it in himself. Left it in the middle. Shot! Score! He's got another one! 15 seconds left to go. Kiprasov directing traffic. Got to get out of there. He heads off. We're 4-on-4. Once he gets to the bench, Calgary will have the advantage. They do right now. Running out of time, though. 4 seconds left. In front. Happy moment. The Tampa Bay Lightning have won.
Yeah, man, I want to hear a lot of that tomorrow between Edmonton and Florida. How about fast forward? And that was courtesy of ABC. Let's go ahead to 2019 because another team, the Washington Capitals, they beat Vegas. They won their first cup. Listen.
Smith belly carried Spezza off. Puck comes on back. Orpik threw one around it. Lucas Pisa to take that, and he gave it up there, and it's fed back off for Connolly. Save! Rebound! Score! It's Eller! It's 4-3 Capitals! Off the face off, the Capitals have won it! The capital of the country is the capital of the hockey playoffs! They rush out onto the ice to congratulate Braden Holtby. The Washington Capitals, for the first time in their 44-year history, are the Stanley Cup champions.
Yeah, woo! That was courtesy of NBC. Anyway, I'm going to watch the Stanley Cup Finals tomorrow. I'm going to watch the NBA Finals on, what day is it? Sunday. And I'm going to mind my business the rest of the weekend. I'm not going to be on air in New York City tomorrow. Don't look for me. I'll be back with you on Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern. 3 Pacific, taking it easy. David from Delaware, you got a quick question. You got to do it now. Shoot, quick. What is it?
Yeah, quick question here. Well, first of all, I think Mike Tyson has so much CTE that he's convinced himself.
Okay, David, we don't have time for it. What's the question? Sorry, what's the question?
My question is Jason Tatum the guy? I'm in a big debate with my friends. Is Jason Tatum the guy?
Jason Tatum's good enough to win a championship. Lee from Cincinnati, we have no time. What's the question?
Question is, do you think LeBron Jr., the Bronny, could ever be NBA material if he was to,
yes,
like, go to the G League?
I think he has NBA potential, and I'm saying that as a guy who saw him with his own two eyes. I've seen him as a 16-year-old, and I think he can play in the NBA. I just don't think he's ready right now. I think most people would agree. Yes, to develop. Listen, folks. Hey, Hickey, I can't believe it. I got in two questions. How about that?
And the callers listened. Very impressive.
And they did. Listen, folks, have a great weekend. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. The JR Sport Brief Show is done. We'll catch you on Monday. Hickey, you're here Sunday night, right?
10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Yeah, the JR Sport Brief Show is done. Don't move. Bart Winkler coming up next. Yo, be cool. I love you guys. I really do. I love you a lot. Bye.
Hey, this is Matt Spiegel, and on my podcast, The PBP, Voices of Baseball, we learn how the best broadcasters in the game, like the Reds' John Sadak, try to capture the greatness of the best players, like Ellie De La Cruz.
He's a video game character. I mean, he is so athletic, and I think each moment is its own living entity, and I try to just match whatever that moment is.
The PBP, Voices of Baseball. We bring you the people who bring you the game. Find us on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.